gospel.
Hi, and welcome to Radio Gaga at Planet FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Welcome to Radio Gaga on 104.6 FM. My name is Mel Jones and I'm your presenter today. On today's show, we have the extraordinary lady that runs Donal and Wow, the Dining in the Dark restaurant in Auckland here. And we'll talk to her about what food they serve and what kind of experiences you can have in the restaurant. And we'll have some cool music for you to dance to. Let's listen now.
Right now, in a state of mind, I wanna be in lack all the time. Ain't got no tears left to cry. So I'm picking it up, picking it up. I'm loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up. I'm picking it up, picking it up. I'm loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up. I'm picking it up. Ain't got no tears in my body. I ran up a boy. I like it. I like it. I like it. Don't matter how, what, with who tries it. We out here vibing. We vibing. We vibing. Even when it's raining down, can't stop. So shut your mouth. And if you don't know the name. We turn it up, yeah, we turn it up. They point out the colors in you, I see them too. And boy, I like them, I like them, I like them. We're way too fired about taking all this hate. We out here vibing, we vibing, we vibing. Even when it's raining down, can't stop, so shut your mouth. We turn it up.
I'm here with Alan from Donal's Lenoir, the Dining in the Dark restaurant here in Auckland. How are you today, Alan?
Hi, Mel. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm really excited to have you on the show because other managers that I've had wanted to come on the show too, but you're the first one that has confidently asked me to come on. So
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I made it.
Yeah, I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you found the building too, because Planet FM is like sort of enclosed in Unitech, so it's a bit hard to find. But you won't let anyone get lost in Don Lung Wah, will you?
No, I won't.
So what do you do when people come to the restaurant? What kind of rules and explanation do you give them?
So people usually got there and they have many questions. Some of them have no idea they got invited by their partners, so you have to explain them like everything, but we like to keep it secret at the same time because we don't want to reveal the whole experience. So basically the people come and they get to choose one meal option they will get to eat in the dark. So we have different options, and then I don't tell much about what they've been eating because they have to discover it themselves during the dinner. And then I leave to my guides the work for getting them inside the room and enjoying the experience.
Yes, so I had to train for 2 weeks with a blindfold on, and that prepared me to give people a safe experience in there, and I entertained them too, and that was good because I got to interact with the other guides and experience what it was like for them to be totally blind, which gave me a sense of what it's like for our patrons to have that kind of experience for the first time. And even for me going into the restaurant, every time I come to work, it's surreal for me because I live my day-to-day life with some kind of vision, and then going to work, I can relate to our patrons really well. And they come into the restaurant and it is scary for them for about the first 10 minutes, but I can reassure them that once they have something to eat and something in their belly, they'll be all right. So what kind of experiences have people come away from Don Lung Wah with?
I think first, it's a real sensory experience. Everyone is re-evaluating their other senses. Mm. They have no idea what they are eating, and we try to work hard with the head chef of Ridges to design a menu really interesting from texture and flavor point of view. So it's important to us making sure like people will be like, oh my God, I never thought I would be eating that, or I hated fish and I had fish, or I ate Brussels sprouts and I love them. So this is something quite interesting for us to see, especially when they come out of the room and they get to see what they've been eating. So this is the first part, but the second part for me is the social experience. People are seated next to other people they don't know. They've never met before. And so this is how we are operating. We have a big table of 12 people each. And they just speak freely. In the dark, there is no preconception. And they are free to share their life to strangers.
It's funny that you mention that, because no matter what kind of combination I sit them amongst, you mean they're sitting opposite the person that came with, but you know, if there's a man and a woman sitting next to each other and they don't know each other, and there's the four of them, they'll start talking to each other more fluently anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there were two men sitting next to each other, just the talk to themselves more prominently. But it's a really great environment for talking to people you have never seen before, because there's no preconceptions.
Yeah, exactly. This is funny. Sometimes I when I welcome the guests, they're coming in the guest lobby, and because sometimes they've been forced by their partner to come, they're not really smiling or excited about it. And then they go inside, they are quite anxious, and I have to reassure them, and all the guys do too. But then they go out and they discover the other people who are sitting next to them, and they hug.
They're so happy to see each other.
Yeah. And then they start chatting even more, and sometimes they go for drinks together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah, this is really
instant new friends. Like, I mean, you could meet someone and go, I want to, you know, go out with them for a coffee like 5 times before I decide if they want to be a friend.
Yeah.
But then within 2 hours, that vulnerability really opens you up to getting to know each other a lot more. And they go for drinks. That's really surprising, and I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah, exactly. Last week we had a customer saying, oh my God, I thought I kind of feel like I know you for ages, but we just met 2 hours in the dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'd see any other kind of experiences that people have in the dark, except from a sensory and human experience by meeting other people?
I would say the experience with the guides is really interesting to talk about too, because the guides, they are your eyes during the dinner. So I think, and I'm pretty sure, every guest is building a strong relationship with the guides. And it's great for them too, because they get to do kind of networking, you know. Sometimes clients go out and they're like telling me, oh, could you give me Mel's email address, because I kind of think that I could have an opportunity for them, which is nice too.
That is really nice. And sometimes I feel that some of the other guides have more of an experience with blindness than I do. Mm-hmm. But because I've had some recent engagements with my partner.
Ooh.
That's really exciting to tell. Yes, thank you. So I have, like, keep them updated on what's going on in my life. Mm-hmm. But people like Parveen, that have had more of experience from being sighted to going totally blind, I think people can probably relate to that a lot more too, because one day you're just driving along and then you have a crash and then you're blind, and it could happen to anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
So going and meeting people like Parveen, you're going to have a realization that you need to make the most of every day.
Yeah, exactly. That's what everyone is telling me by the end of the experience. Like, you really realize how lucky you are to be able to see, actually. And it's quite a humble experience.
Yes, it is very much. How was Don La Noir founded, Ellen?
So Don La Noir was founded in 2004 in Paris by Edouard. He traveled first in Germany, and he just came across this restaurant, but the concept was not pushed so far like he did. So he just realized there was something to do, and he just wanted to prove also that disabilities are not an obstacle to employment. And actually, that's how we work here in Don La Noir. Even if we are working with blind or partially sighted people, they actually are the best to do this job. And also, he wanted to prove that we can be a profitable business without any difference with other business employing people with disabilities.
Well, you're a great example, because it's very relevant now. I think it was on News Hub this week. They had two blind people that were working in their News Hub office, and they did a news story about blind and low vision people working in employment, and how like 30% more of the population is going to have low vision.
Yeah.
So you're so far ahead of the curve with Don La Noir. And, you know, if you are an employer, this would be one experience that you could probably write off as well.
Yeah.
And come and experience and see that people that are blind and have low vision can get the training that they need, and it doesn't cost very much, I imagine, and that they can do work completely as like any other employee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what we're aiming. And like Don La Noir, like we started in 2004, Paris, then went to London, Spain, Russia. We have pop-up restaurants sometimes opening all over the world. And then we opened here. And when we decided, for example, to open in Melbourne in Australia, so Parveen came to Don La Noir Melbourne to train the guides there. So this is also a great opportunity for like a guide to have like this chance just to be there and train other people.
That's right. And it gives us a sense of what people want and need in a customer service role. So it will take us further into other job opportunities. And I'm so glad Parveen was able to go over to Melbourne and train the new employees over there, because he is one of the great guides that we have in Auckland, Don La Noir. And Ellen, what kind of events do we have coming up that would be more than just a dinner?
Yeah, so you got exactly the point, because we like to think out of the box. The dark is an incredible tool. Remember when you're a kid and you always love to play in the dark with your cousins or friends switch off the light? And
I played Blind Man's Bluff. And in fact, I think that's how I got an interview with Don La Noir, because I told them that in the bottom of my cover letter.
Oh, really?
Yes. So yes, you do.
So yeah, we can do many things, and we all have these kids inside us. And I thought, you know what, we should do something more than just a dinner. And we really want to have many events going on, and also it's a way for us to get more exposure and get more people to know about us, because we still need to have more people knowing about us.
We do, yes.
Yeah, we're still a young project. We're there since March 2017. And so, yeah, right now we are working on an event for the 21st of November, which is a speed dating experience in the dark. So it's basically 12 women and 12 men who will be able to do a speed dating experience in the dark, meeting people they won't have seen before. So this is happening in our restaurant in Ridges Hotel in the CBD.
21st of November.
Yeah.
It's not very far away to get an outfit.
Yep.
Book your makeup team, girls. Oh, wow. So they don't have to run around in the dark, right?
No. Yep.
No, good.
No.
They're seated and they just get swapped around a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. Along with some canapes, some drinks.
Yeah.
And guided by our team of guides too. So this is one. We are doing this in partnership with Speed Date NZ.
Okay.
So if you want to book your tickets, you get to go to their website. And we also have many Christmas parties going on. It's the time for companies to book their Christmas parties now. And I think Denning in the Dark is quite a unique experience that not other places can offer. It's great for team building because you will be sitting next to your workmate. We will do the sitting.
The loudest evenings and lunches I've ever been to. No, because they get to sense like textures and smells and they pass around these nice things that they get to interact with each other and things with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what we're going to do this year, we want to offer the opportunity for them to do a secret Santa in the dark.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you know what is secret Santa, right?
Yes, I know. Okay. That's next level.
Yeah, it's the next level. So.
Extreme, but extreme in the best kind of way.
Yes, yeah, so of course, we'll ask people to buy a gift that suits darkness, so no light, no sharp objects.
Right.
And then people will get to go inside the dark room with their present, and we will put a Braille label with their name on it so that they can know their name in Braille.
Oh, wow.
Then they go inside, and all of this will be conducted by our staff, and they will be able to open their gift in the dark and try to guess what it is and discover what it is when they go out.
You know, that's really cool. I mean, I can barely organize something like that with my family, but doing in the dark would be really cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah. So what's the next steps for Don Juan in taking the restaurant to the next level?
Well, we want to keep having more bookings. So far we are opening on Thursday, Friday and Saturday nights to the public. And of course we can privatize if a big group is requiring. We can also open any time of the day for lunch, dinner, breakfast, any team building, any private party, celebration, birthday. We got a hands night going on Saturday night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, next level is just to get more groups coming in, keep doing those special events. I really want to put a focus on performing arts too, because I think music is a great way for us to play around with other senses, like hearing. So one of our guide, Luke, is playing Benny Whistles, so he's going to perform this week. But we kind of want to keep it secret because we want to surprise guests.
Only you guys know.
Yeah.
And we've also had a piano artist that is fully sighted, but she's come into the Dark Restaurant to play as well.
Yep.
And
yep.
I thought that was really amazing because she's not done it in the dark before. So, of course, she probably had to rehearse a little bit as well.
Yeah, well, she is a really talented pianist. So she plays really well. And she was rehearsing home with a blindfold.
Oh, real?
Yeah.
Mm.
And she made it really well, yeah.
Yeah, she did so well. Yeah. It was really lovely. Mm-hmm. I had to have a seat, otherwise I might have fallen asleep. It was very relaxing.
Yeah.
And what's the most frequently asked question that customers have?
We have many frequently asked questions. I think the one I got those past few days was, what is the dress code?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it really varies. I mean, I can see that people really dress up and then some people come in their sweatpants.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, oh, you know, you're going to be eating in pitch darkness, so it's really up to you. Maybe try to avoid white shirt, but honestly, people don't really split food on their their shirts. So.
No, and the other people sitting at the table don't care what they're wearing.
No, they don't.
No, just what they're saying and their personality.
Exactly.
Yeah. And most people, in fact, if you're wondering, don't come out with a lot of mess on their face.
No.
It's only really me after I've been given an extra dessert by the chef. But
oh, yeah, you got a bit of chocolate on your lips.
Yeah. Right? Hopefully not right now. Started a new fitness routine, Ellen. So what kind of way can they book into the restaurant?
Sorry?
How can they book into the restaurant?
How do they book in?
Yeah.
Oh, they book online. Mm-hmm. They go to the website. So we have a booking platform. You can book your seating. We have a seating from 6:30 to 7:30. They can just call us.
And what's the number?
The number is 021-333-9299.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm sorry that I love. No, I'm not good at this, but I can't say I'm innocent, not hardly. But I'm sorry, and all my friends, they know when it's true. I don't know who I am without you. I got it bad, baby, got it bad. Oh, tell me you love. That you move on and be happy without me, without me. Oh, what's my hand without your heart to hold? I don't know what I'm living for if I'm living without you. Ooh, all my friends, they know when it's true. I don't know who I am without you. I got it bad, baby, I got it bad. Tell me you love.
so much for coming today, Alan. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, thank you, Mel. Well, I would say in French, une bonne expérience est bien meilleure qu'un long discours, which means a good experience is better than a long speech. So we all wait for you at Dining in the Dark.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you guys too.
Yeah.
And you'll get a very friendly greeting.
Thank you, Mel.
All right, well, I'd like to thank our sponsors today. Renaissance Group, a supporting living provider in Auckland. If you'd like to find our episodes online, you can find them at planetaudio.org.nz. And if you'd like to find Radio Gaga on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/Radio Gaga 104.6 FM. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you next week.
Walking down 29th and Park, I saw you in another's arm. Only a month we've been apart, you look happier. Saw you walk inside a bar, you said something to make you laugh. I saw that both your smiles were twice as wide as ours. Yeah, you look happier. Baby, you look happier, you do. My friends told me one day I'll feel it too. And until then I'll smile and hide the truth, that I know I was happier with you. Hey yeah, hey yeah, hey yeah. Sat in the corner of the room, everything's reminding me of you. Nursing an empty bottle and telling myself you're happier, aren't you? Well, ain't nobody hurt you like I hurt you. But ain't nobody need you like I do. I guess you look happier, you do. My friends told me one day I'll feel it too. I could try to smile and hide the truth. I know I was happier with you. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Happier you do. I knew one day you'd fall for someone new. But if he breaks your heart like lovers do, just know that I'll be waiting here for you.
Hey, thanks for listening to Radio Gaga. Remember, listen every Wednesday, 1 p.m. or any time online at planetaudio.org.nz/Radio Gaga, where we will share another week's insights. Also remember, this program is available for 7 days after this broadcast, so grab your friends, family, workmates and community groups to listen online when it suits them. Join us Wednesdays at 1 p.m. for more news from disabled people, by disabled people and for disabled people.